slaughter into the sea, meaning like to let the blood go into the sea. And why? Because it gives the impression that you're paying homage to the sea, like the god of the sea. That's what it looks like. And velola soch naharis, or into a river, same problem. Velola soch kalim, or into a vessel, to slaughter and catch the blood in a vessel. It's also a problem. Why? Because it looks like you're collecting the blood to then go and offer it up to an idol. I will show you to the soch uge shel maim. You are allowed to slaughter and let the blood flow into like a small pool of water. That would be fine. And if a person is on a ship and he doesn't want to mess up the deck, so he could do it onto some sort of vessel that it flows into the sea. So if it flows into the sea indirectly, that would be fine. It just can't flow straight into the sea directly. And a person shouldn't slaughter into any kind of pit, like he digs a hole and then slaughters and lets the blood flow into the hole, because apparently that was the way of avodah zarah. That's what they used to do. They used to slaughter and let the blood flow into the hole. But a person could make a hole in his house to let the blood flow in there. Explains the Kaati that it means that he could slaughter next to the hole. He still can't slaughter straight into the hole, but he can slaughter like next to it and let the blood flow like down into the hole inside his house. That would be fine. But he can't do this in the marketplace, because this would imitate the heretics. This is what the kind of thing that the heretics would do.